On the surface, the story doesn't seem too different from other settler stories of the late 1800s. A man from Indiana decided to move west and homesteaded a quarter section of land. He built a cabin and fell in love with the country around him. But the man in that cabin would play an important part in history. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. As Eldine Holtus explains, the story of this small old cabin has everything to do with a country doctor.
He was actually Dr. Brewster Higley VI. He was a very talented surgeon and medical doctor. In fact, he had taught surgery back in Indiana.
Dr. Higley wound up here, a few miles northwest of Smith Center, Kansas.
The reason that he came is a mystery to family and everyone else. It either was from an unhappy marriage or competition. He had always dreamed of coming to Kansas and to homestead.
He built a small cabin along Beaver Creek, far from anything or anyone, it appeared. There were some reasons for that.
He had some trouble with the bottle. This is well known. And one of the things that is believed that he possibly would get away from the communities and the saloons to come out here, but he loved the quietness and the cleanliness.
He was noted to be highly intelligent and a bit of an eccentric. In his solitude, he enjoyed writing, penning poems about the world that he saw around him. Some of those words we still know today.
He had no clue to the importance of all the things he had written. This was not even particularly Dr. Higley's favorite. And he had written other songs that he liked better.
In that poem he wrote, "How often at night when the heavens are bright by the light of the glittering stars, have I stood there amazed and asked as I gazed if their beauty exceeds this of ours." But it's the first verse you and everyone else knows. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside near Smith Center, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.